Audio morning brief for the U.S. stock market. It's 8:09 a.m. Eastern Time, November 30th. If you're wondering if you thought you saw a morning update a few minutes ago, I deleted it. And I'm going to try to make this a little more clear and simpler. All right, what we have is the model is warning that, yes, the stock market should have rallied up. It should have been up last week, as it was, and so correct. But it should have been higher into this week, then down this week, perhaps bottoming early next week, and then up again. The model's warning, it may have topped earlier than normal as of last week. All right, now, so we're focusing less on whether the market's going to fully recover into a level three top, then down. We're focusing more on the idea of this trading range this week and perhaps into next week. And we're focusing more on the idea, where's the level three bottom? Now, in theory, it could bottom now because it topped early last week, that it's doing something strange and bottoming early. But we favor a bottom Friday into next week and ideally next week. Okay, so there may be more downside here, but we think what really this market's doing is consolidating between the 100 and 200 day moving averages. And for the cash market, that average is, the 100 day average probably around 39.14. And then the 200-day average is probably around 39.51, or 40.51, something like that. And we do have a gap that's probably going to be filled in the 40.10s to 40.20s, okay? Now, daily indicators are acting kind of bearish here, but we have a feeling this market really does not want to go down, but it's not ready to go up. Some of this may have to do with the flow of data coming, and that I believe the Powell, that the Fed Reserve is going to be making a speech maybe today or sometime this week. I couldn't find it on our normal schedule or calendar that we use in the model. But we do know December 1st, we're going to get in a PCE inflation report for October. Okay. And people will be comparing that to the one for October that came out in November that created this bullish up move for the stock market. Now, we also have December 1st, the PMIs manufacturing coming out. The services and combined PMIs will be next week. And then we have on Friday the jobs report for November that will be quite important. So our guess is this market is going to move sideways for a while, but eventually it's going to put in a level three bottom, and then it's going to move higher. So we want to stay bullish for December on into early January, realizing these level three fluctuations can cause zigzags as it tries to move higher during December. And we don't know whether it's going to be a really robust, fast up move. Is it going to be a very slow grind, barely moving higher? There's a lot of variables here. At any rate, as of today, we think the market bottomed for level four yesterday. It's going to bounce today into tomorrow, then down tomorrow, and then put in a level four bottom, and hopefully it's going to be up sometime next week. So just keep in mind that the market's probably just going to move sideways into next week between the 100 and 200-day moving average. Keep an eye on interest rates, that if they move up fast, it probably will bother the stock market. If they grind higher and the model is looking correct, it's done a very good job this year. I think it's suggesting interest rates ought to move higher into next week. But we think the interest rate market's going to drag its feet. It's not going to keep up with the Federal Reserve rate hikes. It's already looking way out and saying there's no reason to have higher interest rates. The stock market is looking at the bond market and saying it's in agreement and it wants to get bulled up here. But again, we can run into some complications and headwinds from now into next week here. It can stall out, but I think eventually it's going above that 200-day average at around 40.51 for the S&P 500 cash. Keep an eye on the dollar index as well. That may bother the stock market. Other than that, I don't think there's anything here that should bother the stock market. I think it should move higher. But as always, we got the bears out there, and there's a lot of people pointing out this is nothing but another bear market rally. It's going all the way back down and lower. But that's not what we're picking up internally. It's a little bit different this time, and it's getting way too late for the business cycle to be that bearish. And we'll talk more about that tomorrow in the weekly update, albeit I may have to delay it. I can always delay it, but we'll try to get it out to you tomorrow. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Again, assume tradeways, sideways action into next week, but I think later on higher still. Keep in mind, we're also at the end of month trade for some of these investment funds. Thank you.